This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Geneva.
How you going?
How are you?
Very good.
Ah.
During the break, Sam was telling me about alien weaponry.
Yeah, so I went to Alien
weekend.
Weaponry on Saturday, and that was fun.
Yes. You're not much of a mosher, though, are
no,
you?
No, I'm an observer of
you're
the mosher.
You're an observer of the mosh.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very good idea, actually. But we're going to be moving very far away from metal. Today we're looking at Grace Jones.
Yes, we
are.
And
her fourth studio album, Warm Leatherette, which is turning 40 years old. It was released in 1980.
Damn.
And we've talked about Grace Jones before, once before, on anniversary albums. And obviously she was a model. She is a model still.
Yeah, she is.
In the 60s and 70s, that's where her career started. And it wasn't actually until 1977 that she actually became a professional musician, age 29, when she signed to the legendary Island Records, who were kind of one of the pioneers of bringing reggae to Western audiences. And with her first three albums, actually, they were kind of disco-oriented. She was becoming a bit of a fashion icon, a bit of a socialite in New York. You'd probably see her down at Studio 54 quite regularly.
Yeah, because she was allowed in.
She was allowed in.
Grace Jones.
Yes. However, in 1979 and into 1980, disco was kind of under attack. There was quite this famous disco demolition rally where a bunch of disco records were blown up in the middle of a baseball stadium.
Oh, wow.
And it was kind of like, disco sucks, rah, you suck. And the backlash was mainly from white rock fans who were quite, I guess for a lot of gay and black artists who where disco was kind of a big thing, this sort of anti-disco campaign was
homophobic,
very homophobic, very racist, yes, and quite scary for a lot of artists. And actually many artists after that ended up retreating away from disco, and Grace Jones was actually kind of one of those. So basically what happened was, for this record, she decided to undertake a musical revolution, I guess, of sorts, or reinvention of sorts. She basically ditched most of the disco stuff and decided to make a more kind of new wavy meets reggae meets pop rock meets soul album. And she brought in some very famous reggae musicians actually to help her record this album, including the legendary Sly and Robbie, all the way from Jamaica. And she was also listening to a lot of what David Bowie had been doing in Berlin, also Joy Division. So she was really making a huge career flip from club based disco music here to what she did on this record. And the choices of the songs on this record kind of reflect that as well. There's a lot of covers on here, and most of them were kind of by rock musicians or glam musicians. There's a Tom Petty cover, there's a Roxy Music cover. Yeah, it was kind of reflection of her change in the songs she picked. So I thought we'd start with the opening title track, which is obviously Warm Leatherette. It's a bit of a classic. It was the fourth single from the record, and this was originally actually a track by a producer by the name Daniel Miller and his project The Normal. And originally it was kind of this industrial kind of track, and she completely turned it into this kind of slow funk reggae like track.
Text in 5395 if you want to tell us about Grace Jones. Did you go see her play? Did you see her play all over the world?
And she played at Auckland City Limits a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I went to that.
It was cool, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was damn cool. Yeah,
she had an outfit for every song.
She did, and it was so cool to go off stage and she'd change and she'd still be singing and then she'd come and reappear again. It's quite special.
Oh, it's my dream.
Leatherette. could see your reflection, the luminescent dash. Warm at a rest, melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection, the luminescent dash.
Figure out an accent.
It's, you were saying kind of transatlantic vibes.
Well, at first I was like, she kind of sounds German.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I guess she was touring Europe quite a lot.
Yeah,
so
modeling all over Europe.
She had a different vibe.
Yeah. And she's been with a lot of European men over the years.
She loves a European man.
A Frenchman, a Danish man, a Swedish man. Yeah.
Oh, well.
She's been all over the place.
The Grace of the Jones.
Yeah.
Right. Well.
So we continue.
So for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory, and we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith.
Hello.
Looking at Warm Leatherette by Grace Jones from 1980.
And the next track we're going to play is called A Rolling Stone, and this is track number 3, and it was actually by Grace Jones. It's one of the non-single deeper cuts from the record, has a very groovy bass line, and quite a soulful Grace vocal on this one, actually.
All right, text in 53395 if you've got anything to say about Grace Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith, looking at Grace Jones' Warm Leatherage. Mm,
yes.
Yes, and we're going to be commencing the end of the segment just after this.
Fantastic.
From home to work, work back home, work again.
Vicious cycle, huh?
Really nice cycle, actually. Sun's out, summer wind, don't have to wait in traffic. Cycle's the best part.
Summer's in the air and it's the perfect time to hop on an e-bike. Head into Bikes and Beyond Devonport, Newmarket or Waiheke Island for a free test ride today. Your commute will never be the same. Bikes and Beyond, the largest range of e-bikes, experts in electric mobility for years. Go to bikesandbeyond.co.nz.
Oh, yo, my friend, you got to check out my new single.
Self-produced this one?
I recorded it, but it didn't even really need production, you know?
Give your music the treatment it deserves at Roundhead Studios. Two purpose-built studios, amazing gear, vintage and new, with tape machines, synthesizers, and the legendary Neve mixing desk. Not to mention top-notch producers who have lent a hand to some of your fave 95 BFM classics. Get in touch. Email info at roundheadstudios.com.
It's music!
The original originator. Go to 95bfm.com for show podcasts.
Kia ora everyone, welcome to the end of the anniversary album segment, looking at Grace Jones' Warm Leatherette.
Yes, and let's look at the reception and the legacy of this record. Well, it kind of flopped. It didn't chart very highly at all. It seemed commercially anyway, the decision to move away from disco wasn't really working, despite critics liking it. All music critic Roy Wynn wrote that the overall album had more energy and production gloss than her previous LPs that had been aimed at the club market. And this is kind of true, I guess. I mean, this album wasn't really aimed at any particular market. It was just her making the music she wanted to make at the time. And I think this is just Grace Jones in a nutshell, really. It's very hard to box her into any particular genre or label. She's only ever really made music for herself, and she's completely outside any kind of genre, I guess, or label or music scene. But this album, no doubt, it's the beginning of her, as One Text has alluded to, her great period where she became this character. She took on this androgynous look. The visual element became so key. And we had the nightclubbing album, the Slave to the Rhythm albums came. And she was really prolific in that regard through the 80s, which is why it remains a very significant album and moment in her career. And her career really just took off and went from strength to strength after this album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a couple of texts
to
read out from some Grace Jones fans. This one's really sweet. Met my partner at Grace Jones at Auckland City Limits in 2018. She brings lovers together and she rocked the stage that night.
Fantastic. Very sweet. I love that. She brings lovers together.
Also, Warm Leatherette, the song is actually based on a novel by J.G. Ballard. It's called Crash. I haven't read it myself, but this listener said that it is quite a disturbing book with a very disturbing movie as well.
Oh, shit.
And it actually got banned in the UK.
There you go.
Warm Leatherette. It kind of gives a more sinister twist to it. And another person was front row at The Fridge in Brixton, early 90s, and Grace Jones came to the front of the stage, squatted down, and pulled their friend's face into her crutch.
Fantastic.
Lovely on a Monday.
Good times.
And last but not least, the Compass Point Sessions are her three best albums recorded with Sly and Robbie.
Yep.
Oh, and also just coming in, Grace Jones, yes, a very genuine and original performer. I know some of her songs well from Dior. And
Dior.
Yes, another person had met their partner at Grace Jones Auckland City Limits.
There you go. Damn. Grace, just making couples.
I mean, it's a pretty sick concert to go to. Only cool people would be there anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just start dancing.
Like-minded
start
people.
Start vibing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, what have we got?
So we're going to finish with another cover. This one actually was originally recorded by... This is actually originally written by, Smokey Robinson and recorded for the Marvelettes, by the Marvelettes.
Oh.
It's called The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. And Grace absolutely makes it her own. She does, which she does with all the covers, really. Turns it into a sort of post-disco funk track. And it's just a groover.
It's just a groover.
Just a groover.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, for coming in. And I'll see you for our last
one of the year. Session. Yeah. Got a special one lined up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Santa Claus?
Is it a Christmas album? No.
Is it a Christmas album? No. We're not doing Christmas music. Thank the Lord.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.